Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Discover Montcalm podcast. My name is Dwayne, your host and producer. And I should put that on a pre-recording and just have you just listening to that each time. And
that's a production tip.
That is a production tip, yes. And the voice that you hear is Mike Dell from Blueberry. And we're up here in Traverse City, and he's helping me with a series of tech tips about podcasting, because that's what his company does, is he helps podcasters.
Welcome to Tech Tuesdays, a special feature of Discover Montcalm podcast, where we dive into the tools and technology that help you market your business and simplify your life, with host and producer, Dwayne Weed.
And in the first couple episodes, we went over some basic stuff, and today we're going to be talking a little bit about the software and the actual recording of it. We alluded to a couple things in episode two that I'd like to dive in a little deeper. So, Mike, again, thank you for taking the time. And we also, in the first one, and in between sessions here, you mentioned when podcasting first started, it was all geeks.
Oh, yeah. You had to be a geek to listen. You had to be a geek to produce one.
But about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yep, 10 or 12 years ago, that kind of came to parity, where the average person, if you can run your iPhone or your Android, you could probably podcast without too much trouble. And now I believe that it's becoming more a content thing. So somebody that has awesome content they want to get out, but has no tech savviness, can do it. And that's one of the things we do at Blueberry, is we try to build the tech in such a way that you don't have to worry so much about, and this is more in the distribution side. Right. So we're going to get into that.
Yeah, we have an upcoming episode where we're going to talk about all of the things that you're going to go, how do I get it to Spotify? How do I get it to here? Stay tuned. We are going to be talking about that in another episode. In the past episode, we talked about a couple things, and one of them was using Zoom.
Yep.
And there might be some people out there that are thinking, hey, I want to do a podcast, and I want to talk to people all over the country or all over the world. And the one thing that I personally have found with Zoom is I get one person that their audio sounds good, and another person that it's like, oh my goodness, will you get out of the cave? How, you know, because that's going to be an option. I mean, because you want to interview these people all over. What are some tips that you can have the person that wants to do these podcasts talk to their guest ahead of time and how to do things better?
Well, there's several techniques. One is, if somebody sounds like they're in a cave, And what usually that is they're on a laptop and they're using the mic built into the laptop, or they're on an iPhone or whatever, and they're using that. Okay, that's kind of hard if you're trying to capture video, because you can't get closer to the microphone. So you might just, you know, they'll forgive bad audio as long as the content's good, as long as it's not painful to listen to. But what I usually tell people is, if you got some sort of an external microphone, turn down the gain, get closer.
Okay. And that's where, you know, I mean, it'd be nice if you had these little USB mics that you could send all over the country.
And people do that.
And they could just plug them in. And that way, when they're there, you get on 15 minutes early, do some sound checks real quick. Because, like we've mentioned, audio is king here.
Yeah.
If you can't hear it properly, it's going to be distracting.
Or if you're, you know, one person talks and you have to turn the volume down, and the other person, you got to turn it back. That's annoying.
Yeah.
You know, there's software out there called Audacity.
Audacity, there is.
Audacity and Audition are software, but I'm thinking Auphonic.
Okay.
All these A words. But Auphonic is a service that we'll level that out. So if you have an MP3 or a WAV file or whatever, you send it to them, they level it, and they can clean up some of the echo and, you know, that kind of thing. But it's not ever going to be perfect. So the true tip here is get clean audio from the recording. But
Otherwise, it's garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah. You know, you got to start with some sort of decent audio. But Afonic does a really good job of cleaning that up. There's another software out there called, these are web-based things. Mm-hmm. There's another one out there called Descript, and they're pretty good at that. And it's an online audio editing platform and video now, I guess.
Well, DaVinci Resolve has a function in their audio piece that will let you balance that as well. And it takes a little bit to get used to, but it's like everything else.
Yeah.
You gotta dive in. Yeah. So working with people ahead of time, mm-hmm. if you're going to do a podcast that's going to have guests from all over, mm-hmm. you know, I liked your tip. You know, have a couple extra microphones that you ship across the country.
There's people that do that.
You know, because if your podcast is about quality, mm-hmm. that's one way that you can control it.
Yeah.
The other is have them move the laptop or whatever closer.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's another tip. Now, the other thing that we talked about or we started to, and I stopped you in episode two, was how to set up your room for acoustics.
Yes.
Because if you are primarily going to be using a room in your office or your home mm-hmm. that you're going to be using, some things that you want to make sure that you have control over are, okay.
Like helicopters?
Like helicopters that we're, you know, I mean, you get that a little bit. And I'm hearing a little of that, but it's just, there's certain things that you can't control.
It's called ambiance.
but with that being said, what are some things, you know, I mean, acoustic tiles are expensive.
They can be.
But there are do-it-yourself ways of putting things together.
Well, as I mentioned, my friend, she records in her closet. Mm-hmm. You know, she's got a big walk-in closet. She's got room for it. Not everybody does. You know, just hang a blanket over stuff. You know, like if you just have a lot of hard surfaces. Like in here in my office, I've got carpet and I've got acoustic tile on the ceiling.
Right.
And it wasn't expensive acoustic tile. It's, you know, Amazon. I don't know. I think I might have paid $100 for 100 square foot of it, something like that. You know, you're not going to go to that extreme, you know, and especially if you're using a dynamic microphone.
Right, which we talked about in episode two, but it's important.
Just point it away from flat surfaces.
Right.
You know, like, unfortunately, I have a pretty flat wall here, but that blueberry sign that you're seeing there, that is an acoustic tile.
Okay. If
that's from a company called Audio Moot out of Detroit area.
Okay. Well, the other thing that I found that is helpful, and you can find these, you know, online, but I actually found some at a yard sale, shipping blankets.
Oh, those are awesome.
You know, they may not be the most...
They're not pretty.
They're not pretty. But if you aren't sitting in front of them, but you can put them around the area.
Yeah. And they do sell these little booth things. If you're just doing audio,
yep.
you know, you can get those fairly cheap and put your microphone right in the middle of it. That helps. But, you know... A little ambiance is fine. You know, like I go to conferences and trade shows and whatnot, and sometimes I'll do interviews or I'll interview somebody. Well, the background noise is part of the fun. So just, you know, don't make it artificially quiet if it's not going to be quiet.
Right.
And, you know, a little ambiance is good, especially in strictly audio. Maybe not so much in video. But.
Well, and I can kind of show you here.
I got like squeaky chair syndrome here.
Yeah. I can, you know, if you take a look at this microphone here, mm-hmm. there's a difference. There's a reason why it's sitting here, because if I bring it way down here, you notice that there's a big sound difference. You know, you can still hear me, but the idea is you want it fairly close to
the source.
And, you know, if you ever look at news reporters or you watch any talk show, mm-hmm. where that microphone is on Mike and where the microphone is on me, there's a reason it's there.
Sure.
You know, it's not right here, you know, but when you're doing podcasting, a lot of times the microphones are a little closer.
Yeah.
Because the closer it is to your mouth, the fuller the dynamic range of the frequencies. Right. And, you know, it's like your big person voice.
Yeah.
You know, I guess that's one way to say
my fake broadcaster voice.
Yes, you know. Yes. Stay tuned for, you know.
The Discover Montcalm podcast thanks West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, M1063 WGLM, DW Video, Blueberry Podcast Platform, and Business Growth Engine. Thank you for your support.
When you're recording these, you talked before when we were in the talking about different types of equipment, where recording to the computer, having a device that you can record to an SD card, that type of thing. There are softwares out there that allow you to go to the cloud.
Yep.
What's an advantage, a disadvantage to those?
Well, okay, Zoom, you're recording to the cloud. So if somebody has a crappy internet connection, it's going to cut in and out.
Right.
Same thing if you're just recording directly to the cloud. If your internet connection's flaky, your audio is going to turn flaky. Or video or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm sure you've seen it. You watch somebody live on Facebook or YouTube or whatever, and it starts glitching a little. Well, that's just going to happen, you know, when you're dealing with the cloud. So I like to have a local recording. There's other recording software out there that's their big selling point is, doesn't matter, it records locally each person. And then when you're done with the recording, it uploads that to the cloud where the host can get it. And those, you know, it sounds like two people in the same studio because essentially they are.
And then you just mix it from there.
And then you mix it from there.
Do you know
there.
What that software is?
Oh, there's a few of them. Riverside's one of them.
Okay. Now, these are services that you pay a subscription.
Yeah, you have to pay. They're all pretty good, and that will help you with remote recording.
And one thing that I'd like to mention before we wrap this up is Blueberry. And you can see that it's pronounced Blueberry, but it's not spelled
like Blueberry. Oh, there's a story behind that.
We'll get into that at another time. But you go to blueberry.com,
yep.
And you also have podcasts available to help the podcaster.
Yeah, we do a company show, we call it. You know, it's called Podcast Insider.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find it at Blueberry. You can also find it at podcastinsider.com.
Okay.
And we're actually on hiatus while we're recording this. But by the time you hear this, we'll be back.
Okay.
And what we do is we do a lot of how-to, a lot of industry, you know, distribution, you know, different changes in the industry. And, you know, and we don't do so much from the beginning. We have a YouTube channel that does that.
Okay. Which, but, bottom line here, yeah. If this is an area you want to get into, you're going to have to do a little research.
Sure.
So on that, we're going to wrap up this episode. Mm-hmm. If you want to follow the Discover Montcalm podcast, you'll check out all the episodes at discovermontcalmpodcast.com. You can check out all of our feeds to our socials, to, you know, all of the places that you can pick up our RSS feed on. You can contact me at 231-250-9624 if you'd like to be a guest on the Tech Tuesdays, or if you've got a story about Montcalm County, by all means, get with me. I would love to chat with you and to share your story. With that, remember to buy and shop locally.
The Discover Montcalm podcast is produced by content creator Dwayne Weed at DW Video and Multimedia LLC at dwvideo.com or call 231-250-9624.